Becoming Basha. I'm running from death, looking over my shoulder, heading straight for her arms. Helen Reichman West, Ouroboros. 1942. At long last, the train is pulling out of the station. I wonder how long I have been holding my breath. Out of the corner of my eye, I see Pan, Mr. Dobransky, sitting next to me. I know it's not possible that he can hear the pounding of my heart. Even so, I reassure myself that the clatter of the train's wheels masks the sound. I am lucky to have him as my traveling companion. His typical Polish looks will help camouflage me from being discovered as a Jew. Fortunately, there are no Nazi soldiers on the train, at least not in our car, at least so far. Looking out the window, I see the houses of Piotrków fade quickly behind me. I slow my breathing and try to relax. I have 6 hours before we get to Novosonch. 6 safe, quiet hours to empty myself of my past, my name, my identity. Surya Gitla Gomalinska is no more. According to my forged Kenakarte, I am now Danuta Barbara Tanska. Suddenly, I'm in a panic to make sure I have my new identity papers with my new name. Barely moving, I put my left hand in my coat pocket. I won't take the card out to look at it. That could raise suspicions. Just feeling it between my fingers will give me peace. It's not there. A wave of nausea washes over me. With no identification, I could be killed. Desperately, my fingers search the deep pocket. It couldn't have fallen out. This can't be happening. Not here. Not now. My head spins until I remember that I had put it in my right pocket, not my left. I reach into my coat with my other hand. There it is. Such relief.